But then there was this one guy who worked in the loading dock where packages came in. He used to deliver packages and pick up packages several times a day. Anyhow, and he was always like in some kind of another, like a trance state when he came in. He hardly spoke and he looked very peaceful. And so one day I decided to sit down at the lunch table with him. And I started speaking to him and telling him all of my philosophy and my ideas and everything. And he was relatively quiet. And then he took out a book and he said, and he opened it up to a certain page and he read it. He told me to read this. And so, you know, I read it and this is what I read. It's, "Oh my mind, no earthly chain can fetter you. You are always on the wing. No human thought can control you. You are forever on the move. Oh my mind, hard is it for you to believe in my soul's constant fulfillment. And hard is it for me to believe that you are doomed to be the eternal victim of venomous doubts. Alas, you have forgotten. You have forgotten the golden secret. To remain in the silence room is to open the fulfillment door." It's from Songs of the Soul, the essay on my mind. And when I read that, I felt this, I have to say, I felt something deep inside my heart. I just felt that these words expressed a truth that was inside of me, but was expressed so much more clearly and, you know, brilliantly than I could ever express myself. I was like, this inner thrill kind of went through me. And so, you know, I immediately said, you know, who is this? And he said, you know, he said, "Well, Sri Chinmoy, he's my spiritual teacher." And I asked him, "Was there any way I could meet him?" And yeah, well, he said, and then he told me that he was here in New York and that he could give me a number of someone who was giving meditation classes and yoga classes.